So if I do this, can you hear me? Can everybody hear me? If you can't hear me, raise your hand. Whew. So I want to go back to the first reading for just a second. Does anybody remember the first reading? It's a long time ago. Starts out, when the time for Pentecost was fulfilled. I'm confused. We haven't had Pentecost yet because the Spirit hadn't shown up yet. So what's this about Pentecost? Anybody have an idea? I do. So the deal is that there was a Pentecost for the Jewish people. They celebrated Pentecost. And it began because after the first Passover, when the Jews were freed from the Egyptians, 50 days later, Moses and God had this conversation, and the Ten Commandments were born. 50 days later, Pentecost. So they began to celebrate that memorial as a feast. I'm not going to try the Hebrew, it's called Feast of the Weeks. So, okay, how does that tie into what we're doing today? 50 days ago, the Lamb was slain. The Lamb was slain 50 days ago for you and I, for the redemption of our sins. 50 days ago, things came to an abrupt halt. And for 50 days, things happened. Jesus kept appearing to the disciples and to the other people. And I think it's always interesting that when Jesus showed up after his resurrection, he was always hungry. You notice that? He appears and he says, "You guys got anything to eat?" He's on the beach waiting for them to come back with their fishing. He's already got breakfast ready. It's because he wanted to show us and the disciples that his resurrection was his body as well as his spirit. He was resurrected body and soul, the promise that he has given us. So anyhow, he keeps appearing. And then at some point in time, he says, "I have given you everything that I can give you, and I'm going home." And so he ascended. Graduation day for the disciples. What do we do now? Well, why are you guys looking up? Look to the world around you. Jesus has sent you forth. So go out there. Get to work. Well, they weren't quite ready. So they were in the upper room waiting, and they were still afraid of the Jews. The Holy Spirit shows up. And you know, the Holy Spirit doesn't get a lot of press. We're always talking about God the Father and God the Son. And so when the Spirit shows up, the Spirit shows up. Fire and wind, voices, power. Can you imagine what that was like for the people in the upper room? Can you imagine what that was like for the people outside seeing this going on? Filled with the Holy Spirit. Wow. So that became our Pentecost, the birthday of the church. Out came the people who were in the upper room, and they began to preach the word, not only with their voices, but with their lives. People were amazed. Where did this all come from? Came from the Holy Spirit. Now, were you guys listening to the sequence? There's a line in the sequence that talks about the sevenfold gifts of the Holy Spirit. Does anybody remember the sevenfold gifts of the Holy Spirit? Well, I was pretty sure that we wouldn't be able to remember them. so I wrote them down. Not my first rodeo. Here they are. You ready? You can take notes if you want. If you want to pull out your phones and put them in your notes, you can. Wisdom. Understanding. Counsel. Fortitude. Knowledge. Piety. Fear of the Lord. Those gifts were given to the people in the upper room, and they were given to us twice, as a matter of fact. If you've been baptized and if you've been confirmed, you are twice blessed with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. At your baptism, you kind of get the seeds because most people are too young to really understand what's going on. And then at confirmation, the fulfillment of those gifts is given to the person being confirmed. When I was confirmed, I was in seventh grade, and I didn't have a choice. I had black slacks, white shirt, red tie, and the bishop came along, and he asked some questions, and we answered the questions, and then he came along, and as he confirmed us, he tapped us on the cheek. You are now a soldier in the army of Christ. I was in seventh grade. I asked my friends, do we get a gun? It's not an army that we are part of. It's a community of faith that we are joined to. And those gifts of the Spirit join us wherever we are, whatever we're doing, wherever we stand. And we will continue to celebrate this Pentecost that began with the Passover, the angel of death, for the Jewish people, and stopped at the sacrifice of the Lamb for us. We continue to do it. This is the moment, folks. Receive the Holy Spirit. Receive those gifts. What do you do when you get a gift? What do you do when you get a gift? You open it, yeah? Unless it's Christmas, and then you go, I gotta wait till Christmas. Most of you don't know this. I have children, and my daughter-in-law hates having packages in the house that aren't opened. It just makes her crazy. So when you get a gift, you open it, yeah? Yeah, what about you guys? Well, you're too young. What about you guys? When you get a gift, what happens? You open it? So, all right. You got the gifts of the Holy Spirit. What are you going to do with them? You open them. You use them. You live out the gospel message you've been given by God at your birth. Each of us, Jeremiah the prophet says, we were informed, when we were being formed in utero, God knew us. As we were being born, God named us. And he handed us a piece of the gospel and said, this is yours. Live it out joyfully. Nowhere in the gospel have I ever found it's going to be easy. So many times in our lives we are faced with challenges. Today's world, challenges. When they were getting ready to elect a pope, I said to my kids, I said, I'll be dead before they elect an American pope. 3 days later, my kids called, how are you doing, Dad? Not only that, he came from Chicago. He received the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And he asks us to live them out in a church that is challenged by itself, by the world we live in. But it doesn't mean that we get to sit still. It doesn't mean we get to wait and see what happens. Because we can make it happen. Each one of us has these gifts. If you've been baptized and if you've been confirmed, you have twice been anointed with the holy oils that I get when I'm made a priest. And you are told twice, priest, prophet, king. Y'all are priests, prophets, and kings. Congratulations. priests who stand with the people and preach the word. King, prophet, one who tells the truth. King, one who leads. We can all do those things, each in our own way. So, happy birthday to y'all. Happy birthday to the church. This means that y'all can go have a piece of cake. Yeah, I like that. Who said yeah? Yeah. But remember, this feast started back here. Back here, with the power of God, saying to the Jewish people, I'm setting you free. And it continues today. Here in this time, in this place, it's the same Holy Spirit. And it's the same Jesus Christ who said to his apostles, peace be with you. If you notice in the post-resurrection appearances, he's saying either, peace be with you, or don't be afraid. Peace be with you, or don't be afraid.